Welcome to another educational factoid, facts you'll find fascinating. Today's topic is Dorye, or traditional tea ceremony in Korea. As with China and Japan, tea began to be imported and enjoyed thousands of years ago on the Korean Peninsula. Records suggest as early as 661 AD, during the Geumgwangaya Kingdom, tea was known and drank in Korea. During the Goryeo Dynasty, tea offerings were made in Buddhist temples. And during the Joseon Dynasty, Dorye was refined into what modern Koreans are now rediscovering as part of their traditional cultural roots. Unlike the historical Chinese and Japanese counterparts, Dorye, while still preserving proper etiquette around the ceremony, was more relaxed and less ceremonially regimental, focusing more on nature, harmony, and relaxation. Korean tea ceremonies usually follow the seasons. Though there are many variations of tea equipment per personal preference, per the seasons, and even per the acoustics of where the tea is drank, in a simplistic sense, ceramics and metalworks vary, with beautifully simplistic earthenware the more frequent of the types. This preference for simplicity of design and focus on color and texture may come from Confucian influences. In essence, Dorye begins with the host steeping and pouring the tea. Only after the host takes the first sip may the guests then do likewise. Korean tea ceremonies focus on pleasant conversation in a relaxed form and may last anywhere from mere minutes to a few hours. Very much a reflection of a simple, natural lifestyle influenced by Confucianism and a love for fine things and fine tastes, Dorye is a cultural treasure that has been passed on for thousands of years. A precious and enjoyable tradition today's Koreans are remembering and renewing for generations to come.